2003, we embarked on this program. We participated here by ourselves, operating wells, or in partnership with chemicals also have bargain in the large explanation that I'll carry for your time here. I don't know if the next question was that they have more commercial discovery and all of them came working very quickly. However, in the exploration of the community itself, we find the reservoir that we mentioned before, we actually found a secondary reservoir that ultimately led to the development. And in all of these wells, we didn't have a challenge finding other wells. We found other wells and also an exploration well that we did. However, the quality of the reservoirs is similar, but it just couldn't get any closer. So here we are years later, and what's changed? Well, technology continues to drive opportunity in our business. Oil and gas prices have risen dramatically, and people have grown continued impacting more for the resource levels that we do know a lot about. They're really taking off, they're attracting tens and billions of dollars of the investment for oil and gas majors. Another thing that's changed is life is our science system, it is deteriorating itself. We came here in 2002. On the technology side, it's really exciting. Horizontal models and hydraulic fracturing have been around for years and years, probably more than 40 years, of both of those technologies. And now more than half the wells in the United States that are drilled are drilled horizontal. And then under about 2,000 wells in the United States have hydraulic fracturing. A key to unlocking these unconventional resources is the determination of those hidden technologies. So actually drilling horizontal well and hydraulic fracturing in the same way. It's an amazing piece of work that's been a game changer in our industry, and it's unlocking unconventional resources and shales for both gas and more recently light years for oil as well. And so companies like ours aren't getting less and less emphasis on exploration, because the resources are all in the front, and that the risk moves from exploration to commercialization. This is slide here that all this process is free. Technology and rising prices of fuel have been productive in the world for a day. The red line of this chart is the gas price. Gas prices in many rose until about 2008. But they're really falling back because of the incredible success of drilling effort for gas exchange. It's really the most obvious thing for me. So I think anything particular history that has come to life from gas to the oil shares. Oil prices continue to march on. This is dramatically since 2005. And interestingly, the oil to gas ratio, which is the black line in the chart, has gone from about 5 or 6 to 1, but up to 20 to 1. So today, on an individual basis, oil is trading more than 3 times what gas natural gas ratio in the U.S. On the U.S.
Oil prices of $20 a barrel, and it compares today with higher taxes, but we pay for many of your development costs and deductions and higher tax. With higher prices today under the current regime, is that oil more profitable than it was when you came here in 2002 when oil was $20 a barrel year under the older regime?
Prices are quite a bit higher, but our cost of doing business has gone up initially with the price of oil and gas. The cost actually drove wells, whether it's in Alaska or Texas, has gone up dramatically as well. And on top of that, what has changed for us is our competition. We're no longer, in our company, we're no longer competing against those exploration projects in offshore Africa. We're competing against offshore bonus and other projects in Texas, where in Texas on a single digit, maybe about 12.6% can fly the progress city. So we really lost ground against the competition. So as a result of the technology and the increasing value of prices, you can sort of break it out how some businesses are going to look at it individually. But that has to be, this is particularly for new things, just the legal side of the equation. This chart shows that there was over 50 million barrels of new liquid hydrocarbons produced in the United States from shale in 2009. And I don't have any data in front of you. I think you'll see that volume of rising from the aggregate over the next 7 years where the activity levels have really picked up. One thing that's changed is simply showing you is that the last set of stats is a meeting when we sent you our project in early 2006. We were under the adult council meeting, which our expectation was when we sent you the project that we would be under health. As time has gone on, the project ends in 2007, PVT became a new tax line. And in the early part, the taxes were about 7.2%, so net profits, they were about 7.5% of the tax line. So that system was a relatively balanced tax. So we have the 2008 final result of our review. And by that time, we were under the basis of tax law. So the tax rate and base tax law was increased 25%. There was an aggressive progressive population added on to it, which can then be the tax rate that is on the certain high levels. And the basis is not competitive with other places in the business. And we're going to target future loss of projects at a disadvantage. So let's see what we're going to do. So this is what we're going to do. The first one is not sharing this with the technical site. I'll talk to you a little bit. This is a map of our business up on the north side. You see the green dot in the middle of the map, which are 6 acre colonial site. From which we draw our house, we have a regular rectangle around that room that shows you the footprint of the mountain of the water from that mountain. It's about 2,000 acres in size. You still see this building through the footprint of the mountain. If you look at the far side of the slide, you'll see a little log that has some division lines of time on them. But that red arrow reflects your two horizons that we currently develop. These are the two horizons that we have sanctioned back in 2006. So our formation is the Mexico formation. So we are now moving forward with the development of that project inside the red box. And over the next couple of years, that project will be finished. So our team, we've done construction about 60 employees working on our documents based on new projects. So we're looking at the future. And if you see, Sanders, but so they found a lot of materials in the room while we were if you look at the least terrible approach to that problem, around 1,000 feet, there's another low-quality rainfall that's fall. So we did not roll into that last year. They tested it. And we had a nice one. How long did it go? We proved that there was some good research there. We're in the process of drilling to an initial place. We have a resource. We're going to establish a pilot working on it. And then we'll call. And so, again, to assess the economic viability of that research. And if all comes out over the next couple of years, we'll have a good season for us. We have the green star on our system to support our website. We hope to have the opportunity in a couple of years to potentially sanction another project that would develop drill wells that are commercial to access those reserves that we would like to build up. So that's what we see on our horizon here in Alaska. So let's continue here. So putting forward with this project is contingent upon the success of the power plant or dam. This project is going to be competing for funding with some projects in Grand Chaville, Texas, Illinois. over the next several years.
Thank you.
Spector, it's June 16th. Well, before the first year, it's right outside the end of the year. And I'm trying to do this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try not to deter things for any. I just want to take you to the back of the room here. You reminded me that I could go to the house at 7, but yesterday's on Friday, I think it was, I guess, that we put that in the institutional. I'm hoping that we can get that property and we'll produce those kinds of things. There's no way to turn this story out of the room, so hopefully that does. Thank you for your work. Do you have a question about TV?
Exxon was about in 2003, which also has a very good share of
since 2005. It's over the last 6 months. and all the rest is that, and I know you want the Bible there, but you try to keep the person in your mind. In the end, there's one statistic that's clear. There's 85 level of rates from the university. There's not been an increase in drilling rates, but increase in the rates of obesity and overall food rate. Let's do that aggressively. That's it, Jim. Thank you. say I am from those three subjects and cats first, but I will know that you are not saying the update. So already that's your team on home ground. Professor Castello. there's been a lot of discussion about challenging best over what we were able to find is in 1989, Elder Brother United production forecast, the visit rate on the year. And that's pointed out, as you can see from that in 2010, they were anticipating that the loss of production would be less than 200,000 barrels of oil a day back in 1989. Now, what we've listed on here, by the end of the night, is the oil price. And was close to the right hand y-axis up there. And we also know the actual herbicide, the actual production occurred over that period of time. And what you can see is that there were a number of new developments that did occur. There were Imperial Bay, Midnight Side of the Forest, Aurora, Borealis, and Marine. Not only significant fields, there's others out there in the field over that period of time. The combination of the tax policy, the good works, the investments that were done by the industry has led to a lot of incremental growth in tourism. Again, you can see out of that production, they seem to be undeveloped as recently now, and now leading to about 2/3 to 3/4 of the total production of the pipeline. We also tried to use the things from the Department of Environment and both back in 2007 as well as some information that came out just recently about investment levels by the industry. We tried to do a apples-to-apples comparison on this year. So what we've got is the oil price here in red, and then what we've got is the investment, the average investment over the period 1990 to 2006 in 2010 dollars. So what we've done is we've compared, if you look and you look back at what the industry has invested over that period and out, and you put them on a $2,010 basis for an apples-to-apples comparison, which I'll also get to your question, the industry was investing on average $2.7 billion a year at $2,010. Subsequent to the 2007, when the basis tax was passed, we've actually seen the average investment of $8.2 million a year at $2,010. So, but clearly, on a $2,010 basis, the industry was investing a lot of money, but a lot to develop that new model, which is like that incremental production that we saw in the way from the previous graph.
The Department of Revenue has charts of CNN, the highest industry level, and also the last 2009 and 2010, and that was about $1 billion higher than 2006, which is a different number, so
numbers. What I want to look at is when you're looking at just pure capital and you're looking at 2010 basis. That's the numbers are. And I've seen a lot of numbers that have not been going on a consistent basis of what you have on a particular dollar basis. And that's what we were trying to do in this graph there. And the red dots on it should be representative of what the numbers are on more recently. Okay, so this graph, basically, this is a big one, it's really helpful. This is just a way to look at the standards you can set. It's something like, this is the standard to buy all the simulations in the public. It was the same by $500 from beforehand, it was not $500, and it was based on their database. And what's publicly available on the current tape around the world. What we found is, like this graph again, this is marginal carbon intake at $100 barrel oil price. It does anything in yellow in the OECD country. It also, just to be crystal clear, I don't want to get confused, but when you notice the low flow disease in particular, you have part of the multi. And so what they included is that part of the multi in the whole of government grade box line. And the reason is because we're looking at this as an investor. It's only how much is an investor in your back. So basically, the opposite side of this is going to be pressed. If it's only being paid at the day of lesson, or if you're only being paid to a private multi owner, it's also going to be using a private multi. And so that's how we look at things to make them get back. So in this analysis, I really want to get more of what I want to take. I do have methods that can provide you the community, this graph, and total what I want to take. And why do I want to take on here again? Because it's something we look at. It's not something that somebody's fault. We had a position in the federal dollar program, but it's actually an explosive feature of your fiscal structure. And it explains that the oil goes from $100 to $101 a barrel. How much is the tax that the government takes in the region? So it actually characterizes a component of your fiscal structure. So that's why we look at the margin of the government take. And what you can see on here is the losses in the top quartile, where it stands right now. And then with the HB110, that's the red line, with HB110, as it was originally intended to be, I'm not sure if there's any material changes, but I'm going to be more focused on that. I'm going to shift it down to the green bar, and I'll show you the blue tape. This is the first person model.
let's say, when it's used on by fire January, you can say prices have been higher and lower.
Doesn't have to share with the people the initial price right now.
Well, this is going to be me. I'd like to proceed if you can write down your questions. An additional session was scheduled at 3 o'clock with only about 6 minutes ago.
Thank you.
The numbers are what they are. The net income calculated out of your that period of 2010, $7.8 became $16 billion in maximum losses for that period of time. And what this translated to was that for the rest of the future, my tax is on a whole pressure because it's truly kicking in. It is net tax structure and offset any incremental income that we would have seen by paying the taxes.
Thank you.
want to punch the combination of the personally, the branding of the personally, and the enhanced love cards. Brings a short-term element to it, helps generate some short-term disability activity anymore. So, the initial improvement to the original version of the whole school does was about a 2 week interest rate, and we have to receive a first rate, all the time we need to support. Our partner group is attending with them. Yeah, we need to affect in 2013. They've effectively moved the line and given more implementation from the SF point of view to 2013. So, if we want the effectiveness to go sooner, we need for acceleration of the impact of the purpose rate change in 2012. The last desire revises production for less time. And they expect the future production for less time to stay on well over 40 is expected to be out. But that's why we say HP 110 is going to be an important step in changing our future going forward. All this is going to be over. Thank you for your time. It's getting over 30 minutes. Not necessarily a follow-up yet, but the rest are going to be up. President Carter.
And that's what
what I see here from the bottom graph is it shows that the investor does keep in mind this increased investment. But can you tell us what it shows in terms of what the firm is seeking? Is it that, am I right that this is an illustration of the exact problem of the productivity? And if it goes against what you actually believe, which is that the companies are making money as they invest more. So why would you not want to change the machine? So could you take a moment and explain this?
Representative Costello, who's the chair, this slide has been used a lot by us to help illustrate the uncertainty with progressivity. And I think you clearly see that when you contrast the fixed percentage government takes and the two bad emails here in the top graph. So what you see is the oil price is going up, but there's no answer, it's just oil price going up on this one. And you see the yellow bar and the red bar, and it's a little bit for everybody, but the percentage is just going very flat between those. What's happening is the boilers would probably be able to scale a little bit more on average, but then you might see that a little bit more, down 100. But it's very low, and that's the issue of the marginal government take, and why the policy is being set up the way it has, where not like the chairman articulated earlier, it applies every dollar, not just an income above. It becomes a very dominant feature in the fiscal debt when you get up to 100. I think that's actually a big point on the marginal take curve, is about 125, or it's 93 cents on the dollar. And that's the problem exactly that you're seeing here, and why the very high oil price in 2008 would be positive towards the bottom of the line. So you're exactly right. As far as I'm concerned, it's something we look at when we're talking about projects.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Costello. Could you take the same kind of graph and use a bracket that it tends to do to show us what it would look like?
Please, the person will see the chair as you can imagine.
Thank you. Nice. I know that Representative Garrett is following us from his office. He has had a big interest in that. There's no way to know who the rest of us and he's wanting, but this came to ask you a question on the other side, 12 and 13, and I asked you the whole way, and maybe you felt that weird to ask you clearly, as you ended up saying, you know, he could ask you today, this is my initial in the conversation. So, I can send my note out, and that's why there's a lot of people there, and people said, you know, be able to then get back to us and ask you a question. I just asked you to, please look at sort of 12 and 13, because that's when he had interjected to you to ask that question, so it's something to do with that. We are ahead of this panel. I want to take a minute here to let everybody get a phone moment. We were filming and Duncan Carl online. We haven't seen him join us yet. Yes, right. So, Duncan, we're going to take a quick finish and we'll be back soon.
Before you come here, what we'll do is priority on getting provided that information. It's not posted, it's in the process of being determined. The question that has been delivered to my office earlier in my staff work, they have made papers that need to fill out. So it's my staff work, but I just need to know that I have to fill. So I'm very happy and responsive, and it's been very helpful. I'm ready to do better than I have before. We're trying to deal with some partners that we have seen in the federal credit space. We came from our overview of one presentation of House Bill 1 deal with our reform tax bill, the pipeline bill. We have one ongoing. The president and CEO of Great Center. And Duncan and Canadian officer, Duncan Elder, on government approval to be an extension program at 4 o'clock. So that's, we're having the hour at 3 and 5, so it'll be a better edge for the last hour.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to get that in the Chief Operating Officer, Governor Joey, with me on the line, and also prepare to contact his employee, Mr. Ryan Mann, our VP Finance and Financial Officer. And then we're here at Anchorage, member VP, Mr. Greenberg, Paul, our VP, Corporate and General Counsel, Sam Brown-Dunn. I want to thank you all for giving us an opportunity to participate and provide our views of our kids and their future. And you know, like their years leading, our industry is not a digital plank. Digital resources are certainly not unknown in the local and non-advanced market. But very new to the state of Alaska. They provide a unique set of challenges, costs, that we believe we can deal with from a technology perspective. But the environment is competitive, and we have set out to illustrate how to use the commission will be taking you through some very specific elements of our program model that will help you understand the current fiscal regime as well as some specifics. Additional changes to the current fiscal regime. We're very happy to be in presence, and what I'd like to do is yield my time at this point to you as a lawyer and allow him to introduce himself and give a brief presentation and really open the floor for the committee
Thank you very much,
I'm going to
Thank you. I'm not sure that we're moving before. I'm not sure that we're moving before.
especially given the high carbon intensity of the nature of our body. We have created new gas in the body, and that's very necessary to also encourage our businesses to reinvest. Our ability to make the climate change and those values that are colossal, we can raise the most time. If you are involved in that museum, then you are really trying to get a lot of things to do with the more production of the other fossil. As a person who built the museum with a higher production level, so we can raise the burden of anything that the barriers to get the majority of our bodies that are required. Balance supplement and cut the lines of salary that we have. I don't know if that increase the turnover. I'm coming with that. I'm looking at the rules. How that can be.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're going to try to the funding is to figure out that program going forward. Whatever you want to say,
to do so is a question that should change.
asking about our plan for was AI, as I see.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate your optimism and just thank you for clarity. Gas grain bill would grill in a single round of glasses and as well. So, smoke, gas, gas, and air.
Through the chair, in our history, not as very bare, we certainly have to know. I appreciate the fact that at this point in time, that nothing is on the green line there that actually not been awarded to our company. It's not possible. In fact, do you have any operations on our basis?
Thank you, because that's fair. Is the reason dealing with the same amount of not providing that lease or the payment for that lease has not been received?
The state has not presented the final award or request for funding. At the time,
the next
final award is
made
unless the payment is
requested.
We will make that payment
immediately. Thank you, Mr. President. We are in a position to complete that transaction.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much. And again, I appreciate your enthusiasm and Mr. Fass of Black for some of the proposals that we've been here today. Are there any other questions or commanders? Mr. Duncan, thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Warner, thank you so much for your team's interest in Alaska. And from this, I'll just say we're proud to speak to all of those battles being drilled successfully and producing. I have another question. Do you know the contract agreement in our access between the Alaska pipeline to transport and production?
Mr. Chairman, we do not have a
currently
released contract.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. With that, Mr. Chairman, as we turn to the results, I will just conclude the paper's presentation. Second, proceedings.
Please come back to order at
4 of 8 p.m. The question here, we were to find out where it is in the process, so that we know how long it will be there to find out the result.
The third floor is following this process, so we'll go through the whole query. So, everyone, I'm just going to show up at the print. But if you see anything, just put it right here.
Thank you.
Just the list is available to the usual part of the site, but won't be necessary. You should be welcome.
Thank you.
President has gone to prevent the corporations not renewal desperations that are allowed to bring on new production. It's also related that Costco existing those activities has gone significantly from prior testimony. Well, some may argue it's been an additional investment that doesn't necessarily translate into additional activity. For example, growing costs have significantly increased over the years. Some buyers still want growing, but not necessarily any more wells being drilled or more important to more production than they go along. Costs are currently producing about 600,000 barrels a day of new fuel. Industry currently invests well in excess of $1 billion a year just to maintain the current industrial production climate that surface and sea runs. Without that continued investment, their production will go face massive decline from well around 12 to 15%. Lastly, the revenue forecast for production will last as currently producing fields will decline to 60,000 barrels a day in 2011. No longer predict the current field production will decline on half that requires 16,000 barrels a day in just 7 years. Decline over 300,000 barrels a day. Very significant. Climbing to the challenge is stating that the current perspective. Last news development came out of the project and began production in February this year. It was down to one of the 6 years in China, but then my patient previous years, it took 12,000 oil over $2 billion. The four best releases in production just over 3,500 barrels a day, 4 years from now. Using another example, it can take this other 2 to 3 in production fields every year. In perpetuity, and I'll take this time. I'm to it would take 3 or 4 fields aside from the bridge every year. Just to make the progress in our children come out for this year. Spark challenge. Generally, the point of the development falls far short of the pace, and additional sources of production are very limited to still continue. Such development will only occur as an improvement in the investment term. The master's proposal tax policy is one of the keys to cultural and favorable growth. Prices overall have rising taxes to discourage investment, and finance alone are willing to accept the risk of long-term capital-intensive investments, but there is a competitive and stable tax structure that encourages investment and ensures corresponding opportunity for upside potential. The takeaway also reduces the overall attractiveness of those capital investments, which in turn need to reduce investment, reduce resources, and generate long-term main stabilizers. Everyone needs to have the point of higher taxes that bring additional revenues in the short term. It's reasonable to anticipate the need to reduce the investment will decrease production and significantly reduce the state revenues over the long term. As many have heard me testify last year, telling the law based administration that it does not measure business circles. It's more than decades and generations. Today's production rates are the product of government policies, technical work, and investment decisions made many years ago. Increasing production rates in the decades to come will be a direct result of sound policies, decisions, and commitments that we all make today. The government's proposed exit changes are clearly significant steps in that direction to much needed tax reform. Last year, the long term, resource development policy that will encourage increasing investment to maximize resources potential for the human experience and resource values. The president is not on a building page to start. The formal exercise needs to result in a competitive, stable, and predictable fiscal environment that will encourage investment, recognize the need for many resources that are increasingly yielding to challenges, including both the details of resource development and resources and learning skills. The primary driver of NASA's long-term resource development policy should be to maximize the development of its resource base, not just the short-term revenues. And it's really just a moment of reiterating that we hope to continue to pursue this opportunity to last for the future. The resource and cost-cutting analysis can be increasingly challenging, but that is from various proposed changes that is easy to start, but that may increase the result that we hope to do in the future. I will look forward to my administration of the next season to continue to ask that the official pursuit of development lies in the advancing forces. It's time to take the gift. education over here.
Sorry, not that you said the capture regime. How does it take to get
represented well in previous year. Number 2, simple is better. But because you're trying to track not just major businesses, you know, it doesn't mean that's part of the day, but the small business kind of thing. And each of those, when we look at the something that they're doing, that their business model, that their cash flow. So, you know, that's really the challenge, is having the style, production, and back production, and your own line of reach, and how you start with it, like chat is me, and producers, and scores, the lesson is best for them. So, it's like those four that gives you, that makes those most common to all of you, and whatever that means, and Thomas, the controller, you do those, but, consider all of those and becoming a booking for credits and to get that restaurant in front.
Thank you.
The changes are a good start, but more is still needed to improve the condition. But since you're out, as you're actually building some more here, you're not going to grab some better care. I'll spend a lot of long term. Doctor, don't use a doctor to line up all the files and resources available to us, and we're going to be increasingly challenged and not a few dollars. And if you think of the long term, you might have to look at ways to make people's products even more economical and viable than even those built to do. They're still going to be far outside the viability. We have a lot of them. But we need some technology advances and products and some balance between the state's tank that will make them viable in the future. You know, if I could, there's a good one. The concept is we need to expand the number of viable resources in the industry. As we move forward, and the resources demands you have room for less hands. Because you know the migration will become increasingly economic and challenge. So if you're not just for the same reason, you have a place to focus your income, which means that as the less accessible oil diminishes and the more difficult to get oil increases, you're going to want to take less of the
I don't know if you could speak to some of the proposal on that.
Thank you. I know we can do this, Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one.
personally, I just want to say, and this is the last thing I want to say. My name is Mark Lang, I'm the Executive Vice President of Land and Administration for the South District 4 in Houston, Texas. My office was formed in November 2006 and completed the American Funding of Business Plan that solely focuses on growth and wellness. The major area of focus for Red Sox is the fuel and oil fields on the North Slope. Since this formation, Red Sox has acquired land from the state oil and gas leases on 19,000 acres located in the Louisiana oil field.
There is no modality in the world of life cycle being produced to be found in depths
your portion of the world to the source. But let it come down on you and get the full infrastructure and make it time to build and compete for domestic capital, given the concerns on the major project and the multiple winter seasons required to develop the field. Although the national schemes intend to cost the key technical concerns, the distance from infrastructure is still a major risk factor. Your support for those resources, specifically the environmental impact statement being prepared by the Department of Transportation and the Corps of Engineers for the transportation corridor between Indiana and Kansas will go a long way to reduce this risk. Our development cost is estimated to be $1.3 billion. You said the technical study is underway, and then currently underway to finalize the plan of development prior to raising the funding necessary for the project to cost. To date, Renaissance has spent in excess of $42 million directly on the Indiana project. Although Renaissance is only focused on Indiana, we must compete for capital in the international financial markets. We strongly support the proposed maintenance basis to increase the tax credits and reduce the permanent savings factor to make the last more competitive in this long term success.
Thank you.
personal understanding of the challenges facing the United States government. I have to commend you as a you folks are capitalists. You are a good captain. This is what my fellowship is all about. We're going to make something out of an incredibly challenged resource. And I sincerely respect the opportunity you put in there.
Thank you.
point, I got a call from our business today to turn away from the business to make investment decisions for their respective companies and to just again send this question. Thank you for offering to share the implications of before this presentation to help inform the community as well as the banks and other positions that are taking in regards to the government. Specific to representative's question, if you haven't heard it, I'd like to give in and ask who participated in the development of HB 110 and what companies were involved in creating the business plan of work, were involved or were involved. So I appreciate that question and hope that all companies were involved in that process from the smallest to the biggest, so that we know how to not turn the issue. Thank you. And the term results for a paper to have an opportunity to meet with a different perspective, different companies with different issues per se, and explorers to generate what no one else did, what you're talking about. We're all carrying tours that are really out there trying to make something from the thing that is your last name, where that's what capitalism is all about. So I just appreciate it very much.
Any other comments? As far as you, maybe I am fortunate to try to get advice on all those people think that are present in Canada, I guess,